kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Coach Elmer Lacknet, maraming salamat sa pagpapaulak niyo ng interview sa amin sa SBS Filipino. Gusto ko lang malaman, paano nagkapaglaro ang Bulgas Filipinas dito sa Kanga Cup sa Canberra?
First of all, thanks for the SBS to coming and support the Bulgas through your station. 10 years ago, I have a classmate in the name of Jeff, and we are planning to telling story that one day we're gonna bring some team to Australia, and now it happened, and that's why I'm very glad na they are here. So when they ask me to help them, I don't hesitate to say yes, and I think because of the support of people in Bacolod as well, and the government, and this trip was been pursued to come here.
Ano sa tingin niyo special dito sa Bulgas Filipinas? Why are they doing very well?
First thing is, of course, the coaches, they put their time to with the girls, and the parents that who supporting them to be here. And I think the special thing is these girls have a lot of talent, and hopefully one day we can produce a player to play for a Philippine women national team.
Oh, so that's the dream. Hi, Nicole and Claudia. Congratulations ulit na nakapasok kayo sa semifinals dito sa Kanga Cup sa Canberra. Ano yung feeling nyo na makapaglaro internationally dito sa Kapitolyo ng Australia?
Para sa amin is big opportunity kasi minsan lang kami makakalaro dito sa labas.
And it's a really big opportunity for us, and it's good because we play for the experience and we can make new friends.
So dumating kayo dito during winter time, so the conditions is very different from Negros. Ano yung mga adjustments na ginawa nyo, and kamusta yung field na pinaglalaruan nyo dito?
Okay naman yung field, yung weather lang hindi kasi hindi kami sanay sa cold.
Yung field, okay naman. Kasi nag-adjust kami sa weather. Kasi doon sa Philippines, it's really hot. So, syempre, it's a challenge for us. Yeah, amo na. So, we have to adjust good sa weather and support.
Maraming salamat, Coach Pang, sa pagpapaulak mo ng interview dito sa SBS Filipino. As the head coach ng Bulgas Filipinas, ano tingin mo yung special dito sa grupo na to and why they're doing very well dito sa Kanga Cup?
Yeah. For me, they're special because of the age category nila na some of the girls played 10 years old pa lang. Mm-hmm. They are not all in the one city. Mm-hmm. Pero meron silang dedication, teamwork, and also their respect sa opponent din. Na they're always giving their best kahit na kahirap yung situation inside of the field. They are strong enough to fight for the ball, and they are never give up.
Ano yung naging preparations nyo mula pa lang sa Pilipinas para sa competition na to?
Okay, preparation is stick to the plan talaga kung ano yung prepare sa kanila ni Coach Jun Fejedero doon because he is the trainer there in Bacolod. Offense talaga yung tinatakil, yung core namin to attack. Yung strong side ng mga bata is to attack. Pag defense, tuloy-tuloy lang yung defense as a team, and attack as one. Yun pa yung isang core namin din is to trust each other inside of the field.
Ano yung gagawin ninyo para ma-secure ang panalo?
Well, we're just gonna believe in ourselves and maging confident lang kami. And yes, we're gonna play with confidence lang.
Yes, and play hard.
And play hard.
And how about mentally? At paano mo prepare yung mga bata?
They have to focus what is our game plan. Mm-hmm. And trust each other.
Ang mensahe nyo na lang po dun sa maraming mga Filipino dito sa Canberra na talagang sumusuporta at I know nanonood ng mga matches ng Bulgas.
Well, we would like to thanks, of course, the Philippine Embassy through Ambassador Morales for helping us, especially the transport. And that's one of the things that why make our trip easy. And, of course, the people of different organization by the Philippines giving us some food, everything that we need. And I think that's one key that the girls was really also making their effort to have a good result because of the support of the people here in Canberra.
Mm-hmm. Maraming salamat po, Coach Elmer, Mr. Football.
To all the Filipino community here in Canberra, thank you po na sa lahat ng tulong, sa effort. And hindi po namin in-expect lahat ng tulong na binigay niyo sa amin from the start na pumunta kami dito, service, food, the time na binigay niyo sa amin the whole day, nandun kami sa field. And lahat ng mga sigaw, lahat ng mga cheers sa mga bata, yung mga nakatulong, dagdag for them to do their best inside of the field. Thank you po and God bless po.
Oh, maraming salamat, Coach Pang Silaba.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.